This is Passport to Texas. Loss of grasslands to farming and development means fewer refueling stations for monarchs during their migration. Master naturalist and writer Rob McCorkle says when homeowners living along the butterfly's migratory route plant milkweed, they provide food and habitat for adults and their young.
There's different milkweeds in Texas. There's about three predominant types of milkweed: antelope horn, green antelope horn, and zizotes is a third one. They're now becoming more available.
Grasslands aren't the only monarch habitat disappearing. Logging of fir trees in central Mexico where monarchs overwinter has severely reduced their roosts. So why provide food and shelter along their migration route if in the end there's no place for them to hibernate?
That is a good point. The Mexican government, in collaboration with the U.S. and Canada, have formed a trilateral commission that has studied this impact for several years now. And they've taken steps to limit logging and protect the remaining habitat and have had some success. A single monarch female can lay 300 to 400 eggs, so the potential is there for the populations to rebound to some degree.
Find links to follow the monarch's migration route and learn about installing a monarch-friendly garden and more at passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.